Okay, what you all are getting, they're passing out now. There's two sheets of paper. The smaller one is got a QR code for those that want to use that to get to the website. But the website's printed below it. It's basically where you can hear these talks later on. So if you want to re-listen to anything. So that's the first sheet. The second sheet that you are getting is a tool. It's a tool that you can use in your personal Bible study, your daily devotion. And it's a tool some of you, probably half of you, have already heard of. But I'll just kind of go through it. It's a simple method called SOAPS. It's for building and maintaining daily Bible reading. And basically, not just reading, but also applying it to our lives. So let's just kind of step through this, just to kind of talk through what is this all about. So the S in the word SOAPS stands for Scripture. So obviously we want to get in the Word of God and take time to read a portion of the Scriptures. On the back, we actually have a reading plan. If you were to want to read through the whole New Testament in a year, it's basically at 5 chapters a week. That's 1 chapter a day. And then, if you miss a day, you're not behind. So, or you can read, maybe Old Testament on the weekends or whatever you want to do. But it just gives you a plan to put in place to get in the Word of God. And that could be helpful. 2 Timothy 2:15 says, "Study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman who needs not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." Our desire is that we want to apply the word of God to our life. And if we're not in it, we're not able to really keep it in our mind. And it's not washing our mind as much as it should. And so we want to get it into our mind daily. So the O stands for observation. And, we want to meditate on the word that we're reading. You know, the Holy Spirit has a way of just taking that word that we read and make it come to life in our life. And so we want to meditate on what we've read and then ask, the Lord, reveal something to me through this scripture. Psalms 119:18 says, open thou my eyes, that I may behold wondrous things out of your law. So, the law of God, the word of God, as a way of just sometimes just like capturing our hearts. There was a scripture, "He who goes after worthless idols forfeits the grace that could be theirs." It just kind of like came alive to me one day when I was reading it. And, it's just the Holy Spirit has a way of connecting it to where you're at in your life. So be aware, so scripture reading, observation, the Holy Spirit can really illuminate his scripture to us. So, obviously, application. If he illuminates something to us, it's for our benefit, but it usually has an action associated with it, whether to pray, to go, to do something, to stop something, whatever it is, we need to be obedient to that. So consider how the Lord wants us to respond to these portions of Scripture. Psalms 143:10 says, "Teach me to do your will, for you are my God. Let your good spirit lead me on level ground." So that's the application. The P stands for prayer. Pray and ask for his help to be faithful and obedient to what he's spoken to your heart during that time of prayer and observation, application. So we're praying for his guidance. We need his guidance. Sometimes we're stuck in a rut, and so we need his help out of that rut. And he may say, "Go talk to this brother," as we're praying and conversing with the Lord, he may give us something that we need to do to help get out of that rut. Matthew 6:9-10 says, "Pray then like this: Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." Obviously the Lord's Prayer, really more the disciples' prayer, we really need that part of communion with God through prayer. It's something that he's given us to have that relationship. It's part of You know, you can't imagine if those of you that are married, if you never talk to your spouse, you won't. How do you know them? I mean, that's part of how we know God is through prayer. And then obviously the last one is S, and that stands for share. So who is the person with whom you could share what you've learned? You know, I've found that when the Lord reveals something to me, one way is to put it into practice. The next step really even helps it solidify in your heart, and that is to share it with somebody. So say the Lord illuminates your heart as you're going through your week. Find another brother to share that with, because it's from God's word. We all need God's word. And be an encourager. That's something that we're encouraged to do in the Bible. Just, you know, I love that 2 Timothy 2:2, which, you know, you've covered already, is it says, you know, what you have heard from me in the presence of many witnesses, and trust the faithful men who will be able to teach others also. So that sharing is so important, you know, especially as we get older, we start seeing that, you know, we're not going to be around forever, and we need to be passing on what the Lord has given us so graciously to the next generation, but also to other fellow believers that maybe are peers. But it's important. Pass it on. You know, if you have a body of water that only has water coming into it, it can be like a swamp. You know, it gets kind of yucky, but if you have an inflow and an outflow, it's healthy. And I think that's the way we are as well. We're healthy when we're learning, growing, walking in it, but then also sharing. So I think that's just a real important part of this whole Bible study method. So something you put in your Bible, hopefully it helps. If you don't already have some way that you're doing sort of your Bible reading and applying it to your life, it's just good principles kind of to walk through. So that's all I had.